Let's go to Richard. Come on in, Richard.
I don't know if you guys know anything about airplanes or how that situation happened, but you have millions of people that fly on those planes, the Dreamliner and the Supermax every day. And that's, they don't just put out planes just like that. I mean, like you guys are saying, I think the competition-wise, it was competition between Boeing and McDonnell Douglas. And that was their major competition going into the 80s. And that's when they kind of start working on the 7-3 and working on the Supermax. Problems with Supermax primarily was upper management wasn't listening to complaints from the unions and especially the pilots union that were complaining about the certain torques with the plane. And that's one of the reasons why you had the two crashes that you're talking about.
What is it that you think we didn't know that somehow doesn't purport with what you're saying?
Well, what you're talking about is a corporate, is you talked about being a business decision, and
that was a statement. That wasn't a question that I mentioned there. That was a verifiable statement of fact that's documented. So I'm trying to, like I said, on here, what we try to do is make sure documented in your own documents. I mean, actually, if you take a look at the stock buybacks, it's $95 billion. It costs $7 billion to develop a plane. If what you did was modify a plane when competition came about and you made it unstable, and my dear brother, one at a time. I am an engineer, sir, my dear friend. I know Bernoulli's equations, and I understood what happened with the placement of the engine of the 737. I understood that the avionics is what had to help in the control of the planes, etc. So my brother, whenever you're talking about these things, let's just talk. Stick and, you know, I let everybody speak and say their piece. Be careful.
I worked on both of those planes. Right. I know you know that. Go ahead.
But what I'm saying is that I know the engineering of the plane, my friend. And in knowing the engineering, I made sure to tell our audience the fact that our economic system is a basal cause of many of our issues with safety and crashes. That wasn't a statement other than a statement of fact. Okay. And what I'm saying is we are here to make sure people make the changes necessary that we don't have these things happen, we cannot take a corporate stance in our commentary.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.